Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Three people were rescued when their fishing boat took on water and presumably sank in Sitka Sound last night. The 33-foot trawler Leona called about 11 o'clock saying they were in trouble near Pavotny Point, about 7 miles south of Sitka. Coast Guard H-60 helicopter, a Sitka Fire Department rescue boat, and another fishing vessel, Pacific Pearl, responded to the scene. The helicopter dropped a pump, but Leona's crew had trouble getting it operating. The three crew members abandoned ship and were picked up by the Pacific Pearl and taken back to Sitka. There were no injuries reported. Taku River levels are now falling. The river crested at 36.5 feet at 1 o'clock this morning after the weekend's glacial dam release. It's now at 35 feet and dropping. This is Ryan Besnick of the National Weather Service.
What we had was one of our glacially dammed lakes on the Tuscarora River. What we think was Lake No Lake filled back up with water and released again for the second time this year. This happens, you know, typically once or twice a year for that river.
The last glacial dam release on Lake No Lake was back in May. Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Ed Jones says they have biologists up the Taku River as part of their seasonal stock assessment programs, but they're staying out of the water for now, and their fish wheels have been temporarily disabled.
Some of the biggest issues with these events are it takes material that's just kind of accumulated on the shoreline all season long when the water was lower, and it puts it in the river. So you'll have, you know, lots of trees and limbs floating in the water, and that's a hazard that, you know, for boaters is something to take note of. And we'll see that out in front of town.
There are as many as 40 private cabins and 3 public use cabins along the Taku River. The state of Alaska has not decided what to do with a derelict tug that's been stranded in Gastineau Channel for more than a month. Aaron Timian of the Department of Natural Resources confirmed the Lumberman, a 130-ton tug, is on state tidelands. Last week, DNR posted a trespassing notice on the vessel.
But we have not decided if we are going to go ahead and take possession of it.
The 107-foot tug was anchored for years in city waters near the entrance of Aurora Harbor, but on May 12th, it broke one of its anchor lines and drifted with the tide up the channel. Juneau Port Director Carl Yucatel says that makes it the state's responsibility.
And right now, the city and borough of Juneau has no jurisdictional authority to deal with the Lumberman where it sits today.
Yucatel says something has to be done before winter, when stormy seas could break the tug apart, making salvage operations more difficult and more expensive. Initial cost estimates now put salvage and disposal at around $200,000. Latest forecast calls for mostly clear skies for tonight, low temperature in the 50s, and forecast for Independence Day tomorrow calls for sunny skies, high about 80 degrees, with west winds to 10 miles per hour or light winds. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.